Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. Also with me is the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard?
Hey, what's going on?
And nothing much, man. 5 weeks away from WrestleMania, that's what's going on. And there's a countdown that's going on. We just had a new inductee into the Hall of Fame. It's about time that Hillbilly Jim finally gets his ring. I'm happy for this one. I'm a big Hillbilly Mark from back in the day, watching wrestling, watching rock and wrestling, watching WWE in the early 80s. Hillbilly Jim was my guy. Don't go mess with that country boy. Hillbilly Jim finally goes in the WWE Hall of Fame. Man, what took so long?
Well, here's the thing. I think what it is that he was such an ambassador for the company for so long, and circumstances dictate that other people just get in before them. I just think they always knew he was going to get in. It was just a matter of time. He's always been in good standing with the company. He's done stuff for them forever. You know, he's always a guy that had access every year, and, you know, did Legends House for them, you know, does other, you know, Legends signings for them or whatnot. He's never been a troublemaker or anything for them. He's just gone about his business. So this was pretty much like a not that he didn't deserve it, but it's pretty much like a thank you. Like, hey, you know, you've been loyal to us for well over 30 years. Like, you know what? Here you go. So
yeah. I agree with you. He was one of the pioneers, and figure if you don't have the Coliseum home videos, you may not even have the network right now, because he was big in Coliseum home videos.
Yeah, you know, and that's another thing too, is that, I mean, if memory serves me correctly, you know, unless I'm really missing something, pretty much from after he was in WWE, he never went to the NWA. I know he wasn't in WCW as far as I know.
Nope.
So, you know, that kind of loyalty, even in his position on the card, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, no, he definitely didn't, because he was doing commentary on the Coliseum videos in the 90s. I'm almost 100% positive he never went anywhere else. Absolutely.
He's a WWE guy. Hogan brought him in, and he's been a WWE guy through and through. And those who may not remember Hillbilly Jim, go check him out on the network. He, in my opinion, is one of the founding fathers of the WWE movement, as I knew it growing up. You know, watching Saturday morning cartoons, and you saw Hillbilly Jim, you saw Junkyard Dog, you saw Wendy Richter, you saw the Iron Sheik, Nikolai Volkov, Roddy Piper, the Fabulous Moolah, those who you saw. And, you know, they were some staples that were a part of WWE. He may not have won the titles that everybody else won. He may not, you know, tag team titles and all this other stuff that everybody has gotten. But Hillbilly Jim was a staple. He is a Hall of Famer. I just think he should have gotten in a little bit sooner. But nonetheless, he gets in, and it's good for that. And we'll be down there to hear his speech. We'll really like to know who will induct Hillbilly Jim. The ideal person to do it is no longer in the company. And we'll see.
Oh, yeah. There's others. You got Jimmy Hart. You got Mean Gene. You got Howard Finkel. It's somebody.
But the person that would normally do it, the person that you think would do it, would be Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, right.
It would be Hulk Hogan, Hillbilly Jim. But he's not. I can see, like I said, Jimmy Hart doing it, inducting Hillbilly Jim. But we got a pay-per-view this weekend. Fastlane pay-per-view. The last pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Pay-per-view for WrestleMania, for both brands, for the SmackDown brand and the Raw brand. Last pay-per-view before the road to WrestleMania. A lot of things start shaping up for WrestleMania. We'll find out who the world heavyweight champion will be, WWE champion will be, after this pay-per-view of Fastlane coming from Columbus, Ohio. We got a women's match in there. Let's start with there. Let's start with the women's match that was just mentioned on Tuesday night. Becky Lynch and Naomi now taking on Natalya and Carmella. Carmella a little bit on a losing streak here in the last couple of days, in the last couple of months. And, you know, to me, I've always looked at the losing streak as a setup for her to get ready to cash in. But this may not be the show that she may cash in on. But nonetheless, I look for Becky Lynch and Natalya to get the win here. And Becky Lynch giving Naomi to get the win over Natalya and Carmella in this match.
Yeah, I think the same. I mean, there's literally no benefit of Sarah Logan and Liv Morgan winning this right now. And right now, going into WrestleMania, they're not in a position where there's a benefit of them winning and going on to WrestleMania to be on the card to do something. So there's no point. Just let Naomi and Becky Lynch get that win and go on from there.
Move on there. And this is the next match we can go to. It's a little interesting to me. You know, we know that Shinsuke Nakamura won the Royal Rumble. We know Rusev is complaining about, you know, Shinsuke winning the Rumble. Aiden English is also with Rusev. This storyline just hasn't done anything for me. For Shinsuke to be the Royal Rumble winner, it's kind of like they've fallen flat on their face because we're worried about the six-pack challenge. I know he mentioned he's going against AJ Styles, but we haven't had Shinsuke, AJ Styles, mixing it up, all that. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. But
yeah,
is it too long between the Rumble and WrestleMania for this?
Mm-hmm.
And Shinsuke got lost, the fact that he won the Royal Rumble.
No, he didn't get lost. Okay, so here's the thing. And here's the way I see it, is that where the confusion is that AJ has been so active that it kind of looks like Shinsuke. They have nothing for Shinsuke. That's what it looks like on the surface. But what it is, with Shinsuke declaring at the Rumble that he wanted to fight AJ, that should have been it right there. Like, I get that we live in this, you know, fast-paced WWE era that titles are defended so often. But this would have been a nice throwback-type feel with Shinsuke declaring he wants to fight AJ, and then AJ does not defend it. But he may have matches or feud here or there or whatever. But it should have been a situation where it was going to be AJ and Nakamura booked from the Rumble all the way to WrestleMania. It should have just been that. There shouldn't have been a thing of AJ's belt is in jeopardy. The match might not happen. Like, I get that to keep people intrigued, I guess. But honestly, it would have been just fine to have the build for 2 months for AJ to Shinsuke. You know, they could have threw them in tag matches. You could have easily ran the respect angle of how much they respect each other and, oh, they could have teamed up together and, you know, had tag team matches and all that. You could have had the proverbial, you know, accidental loss between the team and, you know, there's the friction and, you know, they go into WrestleMania now as enemies trying to fight for the title. They could have easily went that route. That would have been no problem at all.
Could have easily went that Shinsuke and AJ win the tag team titles. Somehow.
You know what? I wouldn't have gone that far because that would have been a disservice to the Usos. I wouldn't have gone that far.
It would have been, but I could see them throwing that baby. It was the 90s. It could have been thrown in there. AJ and Nakamura, they could have done anything with it. Just the point that you said, they could have done anything with it to keep these two guys together. Now you got together and dancing together or having people now. If you ask 10 out of 10 fans, if you ask 10 fans who are not wrestling fans right now, who is AJ Styles going to face at WrestleMania, I guarantee some of your casual wrestling fans wouldn't say Shinsuke Nakamura because they have not seen those two together and not known that there will be a match between quote unquote AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura at WrestleMania.
Right.
Nonetheless, winner of this match, Shinsuke Nakamura over Rusev. I can't see Shinsuke losing prior to WrestleMania. It's just not going to happen. In my opinion, I don't think it's going to happen. Leading up to WrestleMania, 4 or 5 weeks away, Shinsuke wins this match over Rusev somehow.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be a clean W. I can tell you that now. I mean, it sucks for Russo, but it's going to be a clean W.
It'll be a clean W. Next match, women's championship match. We have Charlotte Flair taking on Ruby Riott, who's already defeated Becky Lynch and Naomi. She's worked her way all the way up to Charlotte Flair. She's going to have Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan in her corner for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Anything can happen in this match. If you would have asked me a couple weeks ago what was going to happen in this match, I was like, you know what, I'm not 100% sure. You know, Ronda may want to slide over to SmackDown. And then again, like, nah, they're not going to throw Ronda in a match because it's a championship match. And then we find out Ronda is tagging with Kurt Angle, and her and Kurt Angle will take on Stephanie McMahon and Triple H. So you have Charlotte Flair here taking on Ruby Riott. And I'm not looking at this match per se. I'm looking at 5 weeks from now where do you put Charlotte at? She doesn't
I said it weeks ago. Charlotte is fighting Asuka. I'm telling you. In the build is there. Look at it. They had Asuka beat Nia Jax twice. You're not going from maybe I could be totally wrong, but I don't think you go from beating Nia Jax twice to Alexa Bliss. And that's nothing against Alexa Bliss, but if you're gonna keep Asuka in that same arena of the type of competition she's fighting, I just one. If Asuka fights Alexa, it's almost borderline squash. Like, do you go that route? I don't think so.
I think they go that route. I think they do. I think on SmackDown, you end up with some type of ladder match or battle royal or something.
No,
when you throw all these
women I'm going to disagree. I think the payoff with Nia is that you've got to go Nia and Alexa because the story is already being built. And the history is already there. If they weren't going to do a triple threat with Nia, Alexa, and Asuka, you've got to go Nia and Alexa for one of the women's matches. And the other one, because that's the one that's, I'll put it this way, Nia, Alexa is going to be the story-driven women's championship match. And Asuka and Charlotte is going to be your wrestling match. That one's going to be the one that people are going to – that's the one that's going to put the women on the map is that one.
But then you're leaving a lot of women off the card. Not off the card, but you're going to have to fit a lot of women on this card, this WrestleMania card, and different type of matches. So you already have two women matches right now. If you guys are two championship matches, you're going to have to at least get two more.
The other one you're gonna get is either that or it's gonna be some kind of a tag or something where it could be maybe brand supremacy or something like that, or you know, a 4-on-4 or a 5-on-5 versus SmackDown. So, or you could do a women's Andre Battle Royal. I mean, I'm just saying. There's ways to get people on there. There's options. There are options.
And with that being said, Charlotte Flair wins this match, hands down.
Yeah. Let's not deviate from the obvious. Charlotte's winning. Well, my fault. I'll put it this way. Yes, Charlotte is going to win. But had there been a little bit more time in between WrestleMania, in which they could still go to Charlotte, we don't know. Ruby's a viable opponent, but then again, they may be building up Ruby to make Charlotte look better going into WrestleMania. That could be why they're building up Ruby. So, I mean, ultimately... No. Like I said, I think Charlotte wins, too. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good match. I think Ruby's going to push her a little bit, but I think Charlotte gets the win.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte definitely gets the win. Then we got the Usos. Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso taking on the New Day, this rivalry once again. And some people say, well, I don't want to see it, but I guarantee that promo that was cut 2 weeks ago on SmackDown made you really like, you know what? The Usos and the New Day are the two best tag teams in the WWE right now, besides the Revival, which is on Monday Night Raw, which we have not seen in a high-profile match. as of yet.
Not yet, right.
Not yet. Keywords, not yet. Not yet. But we got Usos taking on Big the New Day. I'm torn in this match. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
But who I think will win. The Usos have had one heck of a run for the last year. They've had one heck of a run. But something on the inside of me tells me that New Day might pull this off, and then we'll get a rematch at WrestleMania, but the Usos won't be the champion going into WrestleMania.
You know what? I'm going to 100% agree with that, because what I see happening, I don't see the obvious, unless they go this Friday, but I don't see the obvious Bludgeon Brothers interference in this one.
No.
I think the New Day get them off the Usos. The Usos invoke the rematch clause. The Bludgeon Brothers are added. That's how I think that goes. But I think New Day, how do I want to put it? I think New Day goes in, because that's what I end up seeing happen. New Day goes in. They're going to basically do favors for the Usos and the New Day. They're gonna give the respect to New Day. They're gonna give the kudos to New Day, and give them the hey thanks by having them go into WrestleMania as the tag team champions. They're gonna give the Bludgeon Brothers a rub by saying hey, we're about to put this team on notice as the baddest team on SmackDown now. And they're going to give the Usos a rub by saying, hey, for the past, you know, 7-8 years, we've pretty much left you off of WrestleMania every year, so we're going to let you win the belt at WrestleMania. And that's what I think happens. I think the Usos get them back at WrestleMania, but they even as soon as that SmackDown after WrestleMania, they may drop them to the Bludgeon Brothers. But I think all the favors will be covered then by, like I said, you give New Day the rub of going into WrestleMania as the tag team champions.
Usos the big moment.
Yeah, you get the Bludgeon Brothers noticed on WrestleMania as the next, you know, big threat team. And you give the Usos the rub of having them win the championships at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and that's what it is. They get their WrestleMania moment, and it is what it is with the Usos. And we welcome to the Uso Penitentiary. They're the hottest tag team in wrestling right now, in my opinion. They are. I mean, the best thing to do is drop the paint. I liked it when they had the paint, but the paint didn't get them on the main roster, or didn't get them on the main event WrestleMania card, nonetheless. But this way, right, Usos can do that as tag team champions. Next, we go to a match that I think everybody wanted to see for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Roode, Randy Orton. To me, the build up is not happening for me. I think the build up could have been a little bit better for this Randy Orton Bobby Roode match. I'm really excited for the match. They're both going to work their butt off. This is the sleeper of the night match. This match can steal it for every other match that's on this card. This match I think will be better than the six pack challenge match. I think this will be the match. Randy Orton versus Bobby Roode. Nonetheless, I still think Bobby Roode somehow, some way, walks away as U.S. champion, and this is another match that we may see down the road in 5 weeks. Maybe insert Dolph Ziggler, insert somebody else into this U.S. title mix. I'm just throwing names out there, but I think we get Bobby Roode and Randy Orton again at WrestleMania, so I think Roode wins this one. Glorious.
Yeah. I think Roode absolutely wins this. I think we end up getting a triple threat out of them with Jinder Mahal and Orton and Bobby Roode. Actually, no, not even. I think what ends up happening, I think this is the obligatory ladder match that we get every year at WrestleMania. It's going to be for the U.S. title. And I think you get Corbin, Ziggler, Roode, Orton, Jinder Mahal, and you can take your pick of who else you throw in there. But mean,
Zack Ryder, baby. They always seem to throw Zack Ryder in the ladder match.
Zack Ryder, somebody like that, yeah. But I think that's where you end up going with that match. So, there you go.
Then we come to the match of the night. The match that I think everybody wants to see. The match that everybody thinks they know what's going to happen here. We saw Sami Zayn pin Kevin Owens the other night. John Cena's been thrown into the six-pack challenge match. Got Baron Corbin, who many people don't like. Shout out to Brian Waters. Dolph Ziggler, AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, all in this six-pack challenge match, fighting for the WWE Championship. And we're hoping that AJ Styles retains. We believe that AJ Styles retains. Something tells me that WWE could give us a swerve here. We want AJ Styles. We want Nakamura. Could they give us Nakamura, John Cena?
Here's the thing. Here's where I think the swerve. You know, we're on the same page. We're on the same page. Here's where I think the swerve happens. How do I want to put this? For some weird reason, we'll still get Nakamura Styles at WrestleMania, but it won't be for the championship. Something will happen where they'll find some kind of way where the Nakamura defers it or tries to, you know, cash in the opportunity earlier than WrestleMania. And then you end up getting John Cena and Undertaker for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania. I don't know why. That's my whole crazy thought. Like, if something of that nature happens, that's my whole, like, crazy theory. Either that or Owens and Zayn will be for the WWE Championship. One of those two, either Cena and Taker or Zayn and Owens, will be for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania. That's my crazy thought. And then Nakamura fights AJ Styles still, but it won't be for the WWE Championship.
It could happen. It could happen that way. You know, I think this year we do get Cena, Taker, but for the championship, I can see it. And if it did happen for the championship, Taker will win it and retire with the championship in the ring.
Yeah, I can see. Now, see, and you
that
know,
money, on Monday night.
As far-fetched as we sound, you can't rule that out. Taker is revered that much in that company that they'd be willing to give him that ultimate send-off. If there's anybody they'd allow that to happen for, it'd be Undertaker. To allow him to retire as champion, storyline-driven, they would allow that.
I don't see him not wrestling in New Orleans where he lost his first match. I don't see that. I can't see him coming back to New Orleans and you don't have Taker somewhere on that card.
Right. I absolutely agree.
I think that has to happen. And the person that you would only put him on that card against, there's two people, and the other one already has a match. There's two boys.
Yep.
He already has a match. Nobody else except for John Cena. And if John Cena does not win the six-pack challenge, which I can see happening based off the way storyline is going, then he has to find something else for WrestleMania. A la Shawn Michaels years ago, begging The Undertaker, doing everything he could to get the match.
Yep.
You know, and I see that going that way. So six-pack challenge for me, AJ Styles.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to. I'm not going to mince words with that either. I think it's AJ Styles. But let me ask you this. Do we get that swerve? Because you mentioned Shawn Michaels and Taker. Do we get that swerve of Cena versus Taker, career versus career? Do they go that far?
Only if Taker had one more in him.
Mm-hmm.
And if Cena's done, and I think Cena doesn't have much more left. It's not much more that he wants to give. It's not that much more. It's more he can give, but I think he's turning over the reins. he slowly but surely letting the keys go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got all these projects going on. And I also think he doesn't want to break unless somebody in the back tells him. I don't think he wants to be 17-time world heavyweight champion. I just don't think that's something that he needs or he wants to do. I think he's satisfied with 16. But I could see career versus career. And in that match, I think everybody thinks Cena will win. But I can see taking revenge in a loss at New Orleans.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
You know, revenge in a loss. I would have loved to see Taker Brock in New Orleans again. But, you know, we already seen that at SummerSlam a couple of years ago. And we saw it, I believe, at Survivor Series as well. So, I think you can get Cena versus Taker. And people still love it. You got to do it now. I think you pull the trigger on it now because you don't want something like Sting to happen. I think we were going to get Sting Taker. But, mm-hmm. you know, Seth Rollins ended up hurting Sting and they had to go another route. So you don't want anything to happen to Cena. You definitely don't want anything to happen to Taker. Might as well do it while both guys it can happen. Because it can potentially end up being, if they don't do it this year, in my opinion, it'll be like Hogan, Austin when they had opportunity to do it and they never did it.
Yep. I can absolutely agree with that.
And I think that's the way it goes.
I absolutely agree with that.
But nonetheless, it looks like, man, we got this card, as some would say, is very predictable, but I think we get a swerve somewhere on the card, somewhere down that line. We get a curve, but nonetheless, Wizard, great minds think alike. It's going to be interesting pay-per-view, but officially after this pay-per-view is over, 10:30, 11 o'clock on Sunday, we are. Next pay-per-view will be that of WrestleMania.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready for it, too.
I mean, ready for it. We're going to be definitely on the countdown for WrestleMania. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us here on the Wrestling Marks of Excellence as we ran down the Fastlane pay-per-view. Fastlane gave you our predictions for the Fastlane pay-per-view. Hope you enjoyed it. Always check out our stuff on Instagram. Check out on Facebook, Twitter. Also, iTunes. Subscribe to the show so you never miss one again. iTunes and Google Play. Just type in Wrestling Marks of Excellence and enjoy all our past shows where we interview many, 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 many legends. Just to name a few, Teddy Long, Abdullah the Butcher, the Diamond Dallas Page. Just to name a few. We'll check them out. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. With it, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of stories, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Catch you next week.